Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What an interview, if I do say so myself. Shout out to my boy Mike Babbo for helping make that happen. Dallas' own World Series champion, UT baseball legend. We were up against it because I was going to ask him about some high school football. He also covers high school football and calls two games a week over in the Austin
area. Man.
Oh, no. Keith Moreland is... He's brought us. I'll tell you, he is exactly what he is.
Yeah.
He's the baseball version of Broadus.
How old is Keith in comparison to Brian?
10 years. He's Bochy's age.
Okay. I was just going to say, I feel like the older you get, so I respect it out of them two. You would think the less you do.
Hustle doesn't stop.
Brian and now I'm learning Keith. Both these guys just don't stop working.
I heard an interview with my boy Arnold Schwarzenegger. If you're new to the program, I am a huge Arnold Schwarzenegger fan. Mm-hmm. And Arnold talked about, why would I retire? Why would I stop doing the things that have made me
happy,
who I am all my life? Yeah. Why would I want to stop doing those things?
Unless you were doing things your whole life you didn't like, then that's on you.
That's a you problem.
I want to keep doing this. Even if we won the lottery, you'd still hear Fred and Blake.
So I've already, fair or foul, which we'll do at no top five tonight. We're going to do it at 10:20 in place of top five. So I bought my, did you guys buy your Powerball ticket for tonight?
I have mine tonight. We did? Be billionaires, yeah.
Bought yours?
Yeah, I got mine.
When does it drop? When do we hear the number?
10:00.
Yeah, 9:59 or something crazy like that. So I've got mine.
If one of y'all wins, what are you gonna do? Like in the moment?
What do you mean? What am I gonna do? I'm gonna do the show. You're not gonna hear from me.
But there will be signs. There will be signs.
Y'all wouldn't say anything if y'all won on the air. If it was 10:00 and they read your numbers, you would just say not a word. We'd be like, I lost.
Would you want thousands of people coming up to you saying, "Hey, I heard you won the lottery"?
Exactly. The last thing I'm doing is mentioning anything about winning the lottery on the air. Not at all. Now, you might not hear me for a couple weeks on the air.
All right, we'll get to it at 10:20. We got to do these AFC predictions.
You absolutely will. You absolutely will. Fair or foul, though, and 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053. It's a $1.3 billion jackpot. The take-home cash value, if you do it all in one lump sum, is estimated around $590. Mm. Okay, $590 million.
If Tolo wins, like, your favorite radio station is 4131.
I told Blake I'd give him a mil.
Yep.
Okay, and he was complaining. Okay, just put that out there. Fair foul, Blake complaining
over $1 million.
Hey, both of you gentlemen, let's lock in 10:20. We'll talk about it.
$1 million. All right. So, hey, give us some music. Give us some bed music. Give us something good. It's time for some AFC predictions. We're gonna do AFC first. Then we'll do our NFC in the next segment. So let's get this thing rocking and rolling. Let's start with AFC West.
AFC West, you want to start off hot?
Because there's a lot of folks that the chic hot take pick is that the Chiefs lose the AFC West after winning 8 years in a row.
Comfortably, right? Too.
A lot of folks out there. In fact, it's a talking point apparently on Fox Sports. Colin Cowherd, is Mahomes a product of his environment?
Uh-oh.
Which I don't need to go into it. I've already had conversations with G-Bag. I've already had conversations with our boy Gavin Dawson when they talked about how he said, Mahomes doesn't carry this offense anymore. I said, au contraire, mon frere. Talk to him off the side. I think I've got him convinced. That being said, this team, last I checked, still has the GOAT at quarterback. Give me the Chiefs to win the AFC West.
You know, Give us in. You didn't write the rest of the teams in there. I wrote how every team's finishing. Not the record.
Don't care.
Well, second, third, you don't care.
Well, you'll hear in my wild card because I've got. I may or may not have a couple wild card teams.
Well, I went ahead and ranked and put them all in order. That's what we're doing. You can do it on the fly. You can do it on the fly.
Yeah.
You're smart. AFC West, I got the Chiefs winning the division, as Fred just so eloquently put. In second place, I got the Denver Broncos. Okay. This was the hardest division for me to rank.
Across the entire NFL?
Them and the
NFC North.
NFC North, yeah.
Okay.
In third place, I've got the Chargers. I think... what's their losing Slater for the season, I think, is going to hurt them a little bit.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And then in last place, I got the Raiders. I think this is going to be the best last place team in the NFL. I think they could have somehow a winning record or just right at 500 and still be last place in their division. So I got Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, or excuse me, Chiefs, Broncos, Chargers, Raiders. No Rashee Rice first six games,
four
games, first six games. That's going to hurt them a little bit, but Xavier Worthy will step up. I think he'll be a big part of the offense. I think the Josh Simmons left tackle, if he's great, which I think he will be, they'll finish first. If somehow he struggles, I can see the Chiefs having a couple question marks around the offensive side of the ball. I don't really have that many questions about the defense, so I got the Chiefs winning that division.
I love it. I've got the Chiefs winning the division as well, as already alluded to. Give me Denver, number two. Look, Denver's going to be a very good football team. I don't see any fallback. The Chargers, I think they're going to be good as well, but I do have questions about them on the offensive side of the ball, although I do love me some Amari and Hampton. And as far as Vegas is concerned, again, to your point, I think they're going to be the best last-place team. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, I know some people, depending upon who you follow, 12-5 will win this division. All right, 12-5 will win this division. I wouldn't be surprised if the Raiders were 8-9.
Yeah.
All right, because that's how. Look, I wouldn't be surprised if 11-6 wins this division. Mm-hmm. I mean, hell, the Chiefs were 11-6 a few years ago and won a Super Bowl. So I don't think that's out of the realm of possibility at all. AFC East, I'm going with Buffalo. All right.
I think this is the easiest pick out of all of ours, all the divisions. I think this is the most clear cut, best team in their division. No one is even. I think they win this division by 3+ games, maybe even 4.
I can see that.
I got no one close in this division.
Well, I'll tell you what, I do see. New England with a 9-8 record this year.
I got New England second as well.
Yeah. No, I think New England's going to be a lot better than people think. Look, and I don't think that's necessarily a hot take anymore, really, because I think you have Mike Vrabel, who a lot of people respect. This was a good defense last year. Mm-hmm. They hung around in games. Hell, they beat Cincinnati, week one to start mm-hmm. the season last year. I do like them to contend. I wouldn't be surprised if they're kind of in the conversation. This is a team that we looked at their schedule a few weeks ago, a month ago, whatever it was. They could start out 6-2. Mm-hmm. That's how good, kind of how favorable the schedule is, though. But I think the second half of the schedule does get a little more difficult. But Buffalo, they're the team to beat in this division. So give me Buffalo 1, New England 2, and Jets and Miami, who cares?
I got the same top two. The Pats, I am a little worried about their skill positions. I think we have a lot of hope that it'll be better than last year.
The running back group will be good.
I think we have a lot of hope it'll be better than last year, but I just don't know how well it'll overall be. Travion Henderson is going to be some growing pains. We assume he'll be the lead back over there over Ramondre Stevenson. Stephon Diggs is better than anyone they had last year. You got Kyle Williams.
But I just don't know about Stephon
Diggs. See, I don't need that. That's what I'm saying. I think he'll be better than anyone they had last year. Doesn't mean.
I think his days is number one. It's like a bona fide number one.
So who's their one?
Well, that's just it. I mean, it's him, but I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't. His days is like a. Head and shoulders number agreed. One.
They still don't really have a one. I would first round pick next year might need to be a receiver.
I mean, George Pickens is 10 times better than Stephon Diggs agreed. At this stage of his career right now.
So that I got the East, I got the Bills, Pats. In third place, I got the Dolphins. I think they're one of the teams that really disappoints this year.
Yeah.
I think this team will have a losing record. I do not think the Dolphins will be good at all. I think McDaniels gets fired. And I think the New York Jets will be also fall on their face. Do not believe in Justin Fields as a true passer. I think their run game and ground attack and defense will be fun and keep them in games. And they'll win some games they're not supposed to, 17-14s. But I do not believe in the Jets offense one bit.
The only thing I'll say about the Jets where I could see them sneaking up on some people is Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn's kind of like the black Schottenheimer. In a way. All right. Now, granted, he's played in the NFL, but as far as press conference guy, now he's a little more demonstrative than Shoddy is, but he wins the press conference. All right. When you listen to Aaron Glenn, he preaches physicality. I mean, look, now X's and O's, because let's not pretend like that Detroit defense was some juggernaut while he was there, but He kept them afloat. He was. I think it's more of he's kind of more the CEO rah-rah type than he is the X's and O's tactician type. But I could see that Jets team playing hard for him. Defense was really never a question with Robert Saleh and that Jets team. It's just they couldn't get it right. If, and this is a big if you can kind of channel that second half of his Bears season, last Bears season for Justin Fields, where he was feeding DJ Moore.
Or even the beginning of the Steelers. Remember, he was, what, 4-2 as a starter?
He was 4-2, and then kind of that offense got a little stagnant. You got Garrett Wilson, all right?
You get him the ball, though.
Okay. Well, no, not that, but no, look. He'll feed him the ball.
No, I mean, can he get it to him? Is he going to look that way?
Get it to him. No, look, Justin Fields can throw the ball.
I'll say this. I benched Garrett Wilson this week in one of my fantasy teams.
Well, they're playing Pittsburgh, though. Yeah. That's why.
I would have benched him no matter what. It was an auto draft league.
Well, if you depending on who you got. But, I mean, you could do a lot worse. But I think Garrett Wilson could surprise people. Anyway, all right. AFC North. I got Cincinnati winning.
Whoa!
Yeah, that's right.
Whoa! Cincinnati winning a division.
I do.
And Blake is the biggest Cincinnati homer on the show. Homer.
Yeah.
I do not have them winning the division.
No, I think they're on a mission this year. This team, the fact that our boy Zach Taylor played their starters for a handful of games or played them for a handful of quarters going into the preseason or played them during the preseason to kind of set the stage. No, I think Cincinnati's going to surprise people this year, at least as a team, not necessarily offensively.
So what do you got fully? You got Cincy 1?
I got Cincy 1. I got Baltimore 2. I got Pittsburgh 3. And then I've got the Browns 4th.
Yep. I got the same except for the top two. I do have the Ravens winning the division.
Yeah.
I think they're the most complete team in football. I think they have the best roster in football. They got one of the best quarterbacks in Lamar Jackson. You still got Zay Flowers over there. You got DeAndre Hopkins. You got Bateman. So you got a competent wide receiver core.
Well,
competent. I didn't say good. Competent.
I'll give you competent. I mean, DeAndre's done. He's cooked.
Maybe give you a shot play here or two. Tight end room, probably the best in the league, all combined with Isaiah Likely and Mark Andrews. I think both are kind of at a B-plus tight end. So, and then we know about the defense. I have Cincinnati at second, and I'll get to when we do in our play. We're doing the playoffs in a different segment, right?
We're doing that at 9:40.
So I'll get into it where I have Cincinnati making or maybe not making the playoffs. Yeah. But I will say this. I think Cincinnati has a ceiling because I think they have the worst defense in the league. I think they are 32 out of 32. Honestly, Ohio State might have a better defense.
Oh, come on.
32 out of 32. And as much as Blake loves some Joe Burrow and Jamar and that Cincinnati offense, this defense is going to hold them back once again. What did they do to make their defense better this year? Draft Shamar Stewart.
That defense got a lot better the second half of the season last year, though.
I don't believe in this defense. I think it'll be the worst defense in the league. Okay, let's go on to the AFC South. This is the one that everyone's making chic picks and picking a different winner, picking a different second place.
A lot of different.
There is no consistency here. I think most people pick the Bills. Most people pick the Ravens, even though since it's not that crazy of a pick. And then a lot of people pick the Chiefs or the Broncos.
Yeah.
AFC South. It's whoever's...
Actually, I've seen three different teams. Everybody not named the Colts.
Yes.
Has been picked in to win the AFC South.
I'll say this. I'll read from the bottom to top. I got Colts finishing last.
Yeah, that's a done deal.
I got the Jags at 3, who have been a chic pick to win it.
Oh, okay.
I got the Tennessee Titans at 2 in the division. Yeah. And I got the Houston Texans. The only part of the Texans I don't like is offensive line, which is very important.
That's kind of a big deal.
Which is very important. But I like, that I love their defense. That defense love their defense. Love their secondary. Love their defensive line. Love their linebackers.
Nico. You love Nico.
And then I love Nico. I think CJ, third year, got
the sophomore
slump on there.
They've got weapons on that offense, dude.
Nick Chubb.
Yeah.
Hopefully a little resurgence. I mean, this is a guy that was a very good rusher
a couple years ago. So hopefully
he can step up. They've made some. Who else? Yeah, Christian Kirk, a receiver, made a trade for him. I like Jaden Higgins.
New offensive coordinator.
I believe the Texans will win this division. The Titans, to me, though, they're my sleeper team in that division to make some noise. We see it every year. A rookie quarterback takes a team that nobody believes in. Saw it with the Commanders last year. Year before that, I'm blanking on who did that for a rookie.
Texans.
Yeah, CJ Stroud, Texans. So why not? Why not our boy in a terrible division, Calvin Ridley and Cam Ward? Yeah. And I like their defense. L'Jarius Sneed, they got some ball players on the defense side.
He's a hurt knee from being done. All right.
Chiefs bias.
I'm going with, I mean, hey, got a Super Bowl. All right. AFC South. Duval. Yeah, that's right. I'm going with Jacksonville Jaguars as winning.
You don't believe it in Trevor Lawrence.
I love it. I just couldn't. I am a, I'm telling you right now, that roster, I mean, they've been picking in the top 10 for 20 years, okay? At some point, you need a head coach that can actually put this thing together, and I've said it 1,000 times, all right? Trevor Lawrence is the Alex Smith, but with a higher ceiling of this generation. He's had Urban Meyer, who was an absolute disaster, all right? We all agree. You got Doug Peterson, who turned out to be a disaster. Liam Cohen has been a stud everywhere he's been as a coordinator, all right? He's part of that Sean McVay tree, which I don't know that we're really giving the Sean McVay tree enough love, all right? Because I'm telling you right now, that all that dude turns out is winners.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Then he goes to Tampa Bay, and guess what? You're a Tampa Bay guy. Offense balled, all right?
Product of Baker.
Comes out, does his thing. I'm telling you right now, the same way, what's our boy in Carolina? David Canales?
Mm-hmm.
Came Canales. Over there, did his thing, resurrected Bryce Young. You're going to see the same thing. Oh, hey, got your boy, Travis Hunter. Both sides of the ball.
Him.
Brian Thomas Jr.
I know.
Okay.
I like
you got pieces. You got the other Josh Allen with like six
yes.
different names. Okay.
Hines Allen.
You've got people. You got players on that roster. Hell, you got a number one pick from a few years ago, for crying out loud. The defensive tackle that's on that football
team. Isn't that
team.
Crazy? So we don't remember his
We don't
name.
Even remember the guy's name. Okay. So my point in all that is
Travis
this,
Walker.
That guy.
Isn't it?
I don't even know.
Jerry. Trayvon Walker.
Trayvon
Walker.
All right.
Probably the least talked about number one pick
ever, okay,
years.
In the history of football, okay? He's the Anthony Bennett of NFL.
I think
NFL.
Hutchinson went after him, right?
I think he did, yeah. Hell, I think that was the same one as, who's our boy from Jalen Carter was on that draft, too.
Yeah,
he should
yeah.
have been number one. Anyway, we digress.
So you got Jags at the top.
Texans number two. All right. Give me Titans 3. And I like the Titans. I really do. I just don't know that they've got enough. I think they're going to be a hard out, though.
They're going to be very Patriots-esque. Just surprise, young quarterback, young team, and they've got some good defensive pieces.
No, they do. They do. They improved their offensive line from a year ago, too, and Callahan is an offensive guy. But I just think that, again, Texans have been there. I think Jacksonville breaks through, and then the Colts, nobody cares. All right. Coming up next.
NFC!
Coming up next, let's do the NFC. What say you, 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. What do you think of our AFC predictions? What are yours as well? Don't go anywhere. This is 105.3 The Fan.
This next segment on The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel & Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. Frankel & Frankel, the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
Appreciate that, Dylon. This is 105.3 The Fan. This is The Fan After Dark. You're getting the prediction special here. Cutting down the hijinks tonight. Down the hijinks. And apparently you guys don't like it. And apparently you guys don't like when Fan After Dark gets serious. Okay? We've counted 8 text messages tonight from you guys. So I don't know if you've got other things going on tonight. But, maybe this is a compliment. You guys are so locked in to what we're saying that you're like, man, I've been paralyzed with analysis.
I've got no remarks.
You guys have just been dropping like it's hot tonight. So shout out to all you guys. Shout out to my boy Dan, the transmission man, working on his pool while listening to Fan After Dark. So I gotta be taking my truck to him tomorrow. All right, we did the AFC recap. I had the Chiefs, Buffalo, Cincinnati, and the Jacksonville Jaguars as my AFC divisional winners.
I had the Bills, Ravens, Texans, and Chiefs as divisional winners in the AFC.
So two of them we agreed on, two we did not. All right, let's get into the NFC. We'll start with the NFC West.
I was going to tell you, this is going to be spicy.
This is going to be spicy. I've got dun-da-da-da.
I think we'll have, I don't know if we'll have any. I don't know if we'll have any that we agree on.
I don't know. We'll have one.
Maybe one.
NFC
see.
South.
Maybe. We'll see.
You're picking Tampa Bay. You're Tampa Bay. I got Seattle winning the NFC West. I'm a Mike McDonald
guy. Okay, read me in order. Read me in order. Because this one is fun because I think you can make an argument for all four teams winning this division.
Oh, you absolutely could. I'm going with Seattle to win.
Okay.
I'm going with the Rams second.
Okay.
I'm going with the 49ers third, and I'm going with Arizona fourth. But I could see Arizona and San Francisco having the same record, like at 8-9. 10-7 to win this division.
I'll read this top to bottom. I got the Rams winning the division.
Okay.
We know how big of a believer I am in this Rams offense and this defense. It just came out of nowhere.
I like this team all together.
It's all dependent. No hot take here on Stafford's health.
No, Stafford's back is literally going to hold this division up one way or the other.
If he is upright and looks like he did last year, the NFC Championship is right in front of them. If he doesn't look good, obviously this team is not heading in a great spot. In the two spot, Blake's got the San Francisco 49ers. I think they make a bounce back year. I think there's been a lot of chatter. And we talk, but at the end of the day, you have to put stuff into context. Yes, do I think the 49ers are the powerhouse they once were? No. But are the 49ers still a damn good football team?
Absolutely.
I do believe so. And CMC, I think, is going to have a vengeance year. I think CMC
stays healthy.
I think CMC leads the league in rushing this year, rushing yards. A little hot take. I think CMC, they lean on him this year. They understand Brock Purdy's limitations. You don't have much a wide receiver core. I think CMC is...
Could he be your comeback player of the year? Could he be? Tune in at 10 o'clock and find out.
How many games did he miss?
15?
I didn't...
Okay. He came back for like two and then got hurt again and then left.
In the three spot, I've got the Cardinals, which means in
Seattle in last. Wow.
Blake, this is why this division's fun, because you could literally make an argument top to four.
Absolutely.
And I don't think anybody's an idiot for picking any of them. I think the Seahawks, Sam Darnold is a mistake. I'll just go ahead and flat out say it, blanketed statement. Don't need a bunch of numbers to back that up. I just am not a believer in Sam Darnold, that quarterback. And so having him moving off Geno, who is stable as it gets, number 15 overall quarterback, not up or down anywhere around that, and moving to Sam Darnold just brings a lot of volatility to this team. I don't love Cooper Kupp over there. Yeah. I like one guy on their offense, and it's JSN. Yeah. There's not another guy on the offense where I'm like, oh, I like him. Inspires me. He can make some plays. Kenneth Walker, I'm shaky about. You're going to see some probably Zach Charbonnet over there.
Yeah.
I don't love Cooper Kupp over there. I don't love – the O-line's good. It's young. It's progressing every year.
Yeah.
Don't love the quarterback. And then on the defense side of the ball, I like Witherspoon. And I like their other corner. I'm blanking on his name. But I like their cornerback room, but I got them finishing last.
I'll just put it like this. I watched them in the preseason twice, once against the Chiefs, and I saw them again just randomly while I was watching football or had it on the background. That defense is fast. Mm-hmm. That defense is fast. Mike McDonald has something going on over there. I think he's going to be the next great coach. He's going to be the next young coaching superstar here in this NFL.
See, I disagree wholeheartedly with the 817. Geno and Darnold are the same guy. I disagree 100% with that. I think Geno's about as stable as it gets. He's never going to win you a game and not going to really lose you a lot of games. He's going to just 175, 200 yards, two touchdowns, probably no interceptions, and hand the ball off. Solid.
I understand where my boy's coming from on this as far as Geno and Darnold, the same guy. I will give Geno the slight benefit of the doubt, but I feel like I don't know that there's a huge
I don't think there's some huge.
The
no, no, no. I don't think there's some huge. Like I said, I think Geno's 15. Darnold's probably like 22.
I'd
20.
Say he's 17, 18.
We'll see.
I mean, you don't win 14 games in the NFL by accident.
Don't believe it.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he looked good last year, and you can do the same thing this year. All right. You've got, you said San Francisco winning it?
No, I had Rams, Niners, Cards, Seahawks.
All right, I got Seahawks, Rams, and then the other two, whatever. All right, NFC East. NFC East, Philly.
Philly.
I got Philly. I got Philly 1. I've got Dallas 2.
Ah, there it is.
I've got Dallas 2.
There it is. I'm glad you've written all these down, yeah?
No, I haven't, but I've got them down.
I've got mine written down so we can always first.
No, I've got Philly 1, I got Dallas 2, I got Washington 3, and I've got the Giants 4th. But I don't think the Commanders, I don't think it's going to be a big fall off. I mean, I could see the Philly winning 12, Cowboys win 10, Washington wins 9, Giants win 8.
We could do a whole nother segment just breaking down this division, but I'll go quickly. I got the Eagles at 1, I got the Commanders at 2, mm-hmm. I got the Cowboys at 3, and I got the Giants last. I think the Giants quickly are a year away, or not a year away. They're not there. They're building, I think, in the right direction. I'll say that for any Giants fan list. I think they're
over
going
under 6.5. Jackson Dart takes over the starter position.
6.5 what?
Games.
Like he plays more than 7 games? Is that what you're asking?
No, over-under before how many games? Over-under week six.
So he's in there by week 7.
In, yes.
I'm going to say under. I think Russell Wilson holds this for most of the season.
You mean, so you over?
Over. Yeah. Like I don't think you see much Jackson Dart this season is what
I'm
saying.
You don't?
I don't. Okay. Not saying he shouldn't. I'm just saying I think they're going to trust and lean on Russ. I think Russ is not going to lose them a bunch of games where it's like, man, he looks terrible. Because he wasn't terrible.
He wasn't. Year.
It's not like he was falling apart and just throwing picks left and right and Russ can't be a quarterback. I think Russ is better than Jackson Dart right now. And I think he'll hold the spot. And I think Jackson Dart will have some plays. And people are going to be clamoring for him because they're going to lose games they should lose.
If that offense gets stagnant weeks, say, 7 through 10.
Yeah.
And you're sitting there, and this offense can't
move. Malik Nabers comes out with a quote in the locker room.
Exactly. If Malik Nabers comes out and is like, why ain't I getting the rock? Then you're going to see Jackson Dart.
I got the Cowboys in 3. We talk about them every single day. I think you know why that. Commanders at 2. I know they've been a big talk about a regression candidate. I will see them regress in wins. I don't think they would have won 14, 13, 12 games last
12
year.
12 games or something like that.
I could see them regress in wins, but the biggest talking point is about their defense. I think everyone knows their offense is still going to be good. You bring in Deebo Samuel, just pretty much added to it. The defense is interesting because their linebacking group I feel very comfortable about if you're a Commanders fan. You got Frankie Louvu and Bobby Wagner, two really good linebackers. The defensive line is where the question is.
Bobby Wagner's a little bit old, though.
All pro last year. I mean, he's still producing. I think in that defensive line, that's where the questions are. They paid Javon Kinlaw. He hasn't really done anything for them. You got a bunch of young guys over there. So teams are going to be able to run the ball on the Commanders. The secondary is a sneaky good spot for them. You remember you traded for Lattimore last year who didn't play.
Didn't play, no.
So you got Lattimore at your first corner.
So he's healthy.
You're moving Tyquay. He's moving from corner to safety over there. And then at your other corner positions, you've got Saren Still from Michigan. And then they just drafted.
Who had a great playoff run last year.
And then you got Trey Amos, who they drafted at Ole Miss, who everyone was saying is a first-round guy. They got him in the second. So I think there's a spot where Amos and Lattimore are your outside corners, and you can move Saren Still back into the nickel, because that's what he is. That's what he was at Michigan. He had to play some outside corner for them last year. I think they're going to have a sneaky good secondary, so I think the Commanders are going to be really good. And the 2 spot, and then the 1, Philadelphia Eagles, I think we all know how dominant that team
goes without saying.
Lost a lot of defensive players, though. We'll get to a preview at some point.
All right, we're going to get to the NFC North here. We'll save that best for last. NFC South, I got Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
I got Tampa Bay. I just think top to bottom, Todd Bowles, good, solid defensive team. You already know what you're going to get. And, of course, the offensive coordinator, Dadgum, I looked up his name here just a little bit ago. But, again, he's been with the program. He's also, before that, I looked at what his information was. Anyway, you got Ibuka, who I know you're high on.
That's my sleeper of the year. Right? That is going to be the guy.
You've got a great running game, so you know, you still got Winfield in the safety spot. You still got a lot of good players on that defense. So I like Tampa Bay. I don't trust Raheem Morris. There's something about Raheem. I like Raheem Morris. I've been following him since he was a head coach at K-State. But there's just something about him I don't trust. The way they kind of fell off last year at the end of the season, I think that's going to happen again this year. But I wouldn't be surprised if they make a late run. But I like Tampa Bay. I like Atlanta 2. Give me Carolina 3. And then I think I'm not saying anything crazy when the Saints will be fighting for the number one pick.
In the number 4 spot, I got the Saints, who I think will be one of the worst teams in the NFL. That would be them and the Colts fighting for the number 1 overall pick. I think there is nothing redeeming about that team outside of Alvin Kamara and Chris Olave if you got them on your fantasy teams. Which I don't think is that
which
smart.
Which I do.
Other than those two guys, I don't know if anybody on any sports talk show will be talking about anything Saints related. In the 4 spot, I got the Carolina Panthers, who I think could make a case to finish second in the division. I would not be surprised if Bryce Young and Dave Canales getting the ball to Tet McMillan, Xavier Legette, if this team takes a jump and Bryce Young looks like the number one overall pick we thought he was going to be coming out of college. So I got the Panthers in three. Would not be surprised if they're number two. At Falcons at the number two spot, hey, man, the offense has finally come together. You got a pretty well-rounded offense. You got Bijan being one of the best backs in football. You got Drake London being one of the bigger targets in football. Michael Penix, a full season of him. I want to say he had like 30 targets in the last three games of Penix. Like, Penix was feeding him the rock. So if you drafted Drake London in fantasy, like your boy, you're feeling very good going into the season. And then at the number one spot, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, for the fourth straight year, will win the division. Baker Mayfield's a top 10 quarterback. And just wait till we get to the playoff predictions. This won't be the last time you hear Tampa Bay's name.
Real quick, because I wanted to follow up this thought. Josh Grizzard is the offensive coordinator. He's been in the building, well, for the last 2 years, so nothing crazy. But before that, he was with our boy McDaniel in Miami. Yep. So I like those offensive,
Not going to change that much up.
I don't know. No,
hey, you guys dominated last year. I'm just going to.
And
offensively,
Baker Mayfield is at this stage of his career where you don't need to tinker a lot with him, right? I mean, just kind of, I'm sure the verbiage will be a little bit different, but I mean, Baker's balling.
All Baker does is get OCs promoted to head coach.
Boy, he sure does. And he's finally found a sweet spot, which is good for him. All right, last but certainly not least, the NFC North.
Probably this and
AFC West.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But your biggest, although you could say the NFC, although I would throw the NFC West there after you and I chit-chatted about it just a little bit ago. But look, let's just let's not belabor the point. Give me the Green Bay Packers
to win the division.
To win the division, you got everything you need over there. Okay, like it's I know we talked to Jared Sandler
and I
asked
Kenny
him,
Clark.
We got no Kenny Clark, so that is, you are missing him. But you do get a Micah Parsons in the deal. So
do you get his back shots? I mean,
he's going to be fine. Anybody thinking he's, like we joked around yesterday during crosstalk, he looked just fine hitting that sled. Okay.
A little bit of gamesmanship?
The gamesmanship. And Mulligetta, look, he can spin it with the best of them. I'm not buying any. And we know that Schefter's going to carry water for the agents and the league and everybody else. So, oh, yeah, L4, L5. Look, you're not a back doctor.
Did any of us know what that meant when it said
L4? That's the whole point. And that's the whole point. And see, that's what these guys do. By putting it through Schefter, it's to help legitimize what's going on. You really think the Green Bay Packers – we're going to trade 2 first-round picks and give him $47 million if they thought he had a back issue? Hell no. Mike will be there. Don't worry about it.
Micah,
the entire kit and caboodle. Look, the Matt LaFleur, this is it. Like, you've got No excuses. You got an offensive line. You got one of the best running backs in football. You've got a deep wide receiver room, okay?
No ones, but a lot of twos.
Well, you might have a number one we'll now in Golden, okay? Yeah. You might have a number one in Golden, okay? And you've got a good defense on all levels of the football, all right? There's no excuses anymore. And again, Matt LaFleur is one of the best young head coaches in the NFL. Give me Green Bay, number one. I'll take Chicago, two.
Whoa! Okay? Regression.
I'll take Chicago, two.
Regression.
All right. I think Ben Johnson, you've got too many pieces on this offense.
You do.
And that defense isn't bad either, okay?
It's not.
You good, not great. That's all I need you to be. But if you take Caleb Williams to that next level, all right, and Ben Johnson has pretty much been pretty consistent since he's gotten there. Like, hey, this is how we're doing things. He's kicking dudes out. All right, you got Roma Dunze, you got DJ Moore, You improve the offensive line, all right? You got Colston Loveland. You got Cole. I mean, you got pieces for days. Give me Chicago number two, Detroit three, Minnesota four.
I got Minnesota in the four spot. I think that's a pretty consensus. Yeah. J.J. McCarthy, rookie, making a start. He didn't play any of last year. A lot of injuries on the offensive side of the ball. Justin Jefferson dealing with the hamstring. Jordan Addison suspended. Aaron Jones getting older. Defense will probably have to do a lot of the heavy lifting for the Vikings. At the number three spot, I got the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
I think the Bears are going to be vastly improved. And like Fred just put a second ago, I think their offense has so many weapons. At the two spot, I got the Green Bay Packers. Balanced team. Don't know if they're great at anything. Balanced team, really fun team. But I think the Lions, even with losing their coordinators, are still the best team in this division. They're going to have an easier line of games as far as rest goes. They're one of the...
They got a tough schedule, though,
Warren Sharp or put out some...
Yeah, Warren Sharp.
What? Did I say it wrong?
No, that's it.
Yeah, Warren Sharp put out a thing where teams that'll have rest in comparison to who they're playing, like whether it's six days rest...
That is kind of a big deal.
5.5 days versus 6 full days, stuff like that. And the Lions will be the most rested team throughout the entire season.
Interesting.
I think the Lions bounce back a little bit this year, heavily rested. We know about all the injuries they dealt with last year. Usually teams that are heavily injured the year... Prior, not going to be this year. Aiden Hutchinson, Jameson Williams taking that next year step. A lot of people are hyped about him. And you got the best running back in football in Jahmyr Gibbs.
All right. So there you have it. Who do we have playoff-wise? Let's discuss that next. Don't go anywhere. You guys have been fired up. Love to see it. 877-881-1053. What say you? More to get to. Playoff and Super Bowl predictions coming up next.
This next segment on the Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They've got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive, relax, and enjoy the difference. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
It's been a hell of a show so far. And you fatties and tolos, shout out to you guys. We said, hey, where are you texting at? And again, you guys fired things off. So as a couple of you alluded to, no, we were just that locked in as our girl Lady M chimed in. So shout out to you guys. We'll read some more of your text messages here in the 10 o'clock hour.
My favorite text was, you guys haven't started talking about haikus yet. That's an old text.
Oh, wow.
Someone said, I'm waiting for the haikus to text in.
Yeah, somebody else texted in earlier in the show before. I guess it was while we were doing crosstalk. And they said, you're doing haikus today. Why? Because it's Wednesday.
Hey.
It's hump day.
And we might have a whole new batch of listeners.
You know what? I'm starting to wonder that. I mean, look, I get it. It's been a while since we've done a Wednesday show.
And just in general, just been on the radio consistently. We went through a whole summer of sporadically being on.
Wednesday show? I don't even think, were you here? No, you were. You were. Because who'd we have? We had somebody that had never done a haiku before.
Somebody.
I think it was me.
It's always somebody.
No, it was you. No, you were too... Like two haikus ago.
Which feels like a
long
time.
Was it Trevor?
Probably.
I feel like it was Trevor. I feel like Trevor had never done one before. Anyway, let's get this thing rocking and rolling. All right, so haiku topics real quick. Cowboys 2025 season, no surprise there. And then restaurant etiquette. Mm-hmm. Restaurant etiquette, what does that mean? We'll tell you in the 10 o'clock hour. Okay, AFC, my playoff teams.
Who do you think will have the best record in the AFC? Just give me that, and then you can go through just the division winners.
I'll go Buffalo.
Okay.
I'll go Buffalo. Wild card teams. Baltimore, Denver, Houston.
Baltimore, Denver, Houston. Okay.
That's correct.
Okay. So you're
I don't have that. So I don't have the Chargers making the playoffs.
Your division winners are the people who just.
If you're just tuning in, my division winners: Chiefs, Buffalo, Cincinnati, Jacksonville, wild card teams: Baltimore, Denver, Houston.
Okay. For the AFC, Blake has the Bills, best record in football. Or excuse me, best record in the AFC. They'll be atop the. They'll be the one seed in the AFC. I got the Ravens winning their division. I got the Broncos, and then I got, or why do I keep saying the Broncos? I got the Chiefs, then I got the Texans. Okay. 40 and slip, maybe that's where my mind wants.
Uh-oh. Rut-row.
And then the three wild card teams I got the Chiefs.
That's all right. Look, it's first time.
I got the Broncos, I got the Chargers, and I got Cincinnati. Barely scraping in. And that defense, I think, is really going to hold them down. Like, I wrote in here Cincinnati or Titans.
So the only team, so really, you and I are pretty much simpatico on everything, with the exception of I like Jacksonville, you don't. You've only got one team from the AFC South making it in. I've got two.
Yeah.
And then I've, instead of having the Chargers make it.
Yeah.
So then I got
the Chargers
teams
in there. You do not. We swapped out the Chargers for the Jags.
Yeah. So I've got two teams from the West, North, and South making it. I've only got one team from the East, and that's the Buffalo Bills.
But there's an argument that the Pats could be that last team, that the Titans could be that last team, the Chargers could be that last team. That's going to be a clamor for that last spot.
Chargers, because I vacillated between the Chargers and the Baltimore Ravens because, again, Cincinnati didn't make it last year.
You thought the Ravens might not make the playoffs? You said the Chargers and the Ravens.
I did.
You think there's a world the Ravens don't make the playoffs?
I mean, they're a Lamar Jackson injury away from not making it.
I agree. I think every team in the NFL is like starting.
I mean, I get that, but I'm just saying too. Like, I'm not sold on their. I could see them taking a step back only because that receiving core. I have questions.
Dang. So you think there's? I can't even. You're even putting possibility on the Ravens not making the playoffs. I thought they were pretty fair.
If
lot.
You told me that since if somebody said, "Hey, I could see the Baltimore world where the Baltimore Ravens don't make the playoffs," I would not be all that.
And who's taking their spot? Who's taking their spot if the Ravens fall out?
I mean, I just couldn't, in good faith, take three teams from the AFC West again.
I did. I think the Chargers are just that good. I think the Broncos and Chiefs are solidified playoff teams. And I'll say this. I wrote Cincy. It was my team. And I honestly, that was more of a heart pick because I don't believe in this defense at all. I wrote or Titans.
Yeah.
And I wrote or Pats.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't hate the Patriot thing. I could see them, again, they've got a favorable schedule to start the season. I mean, if you told me, because I think their bye week's like in week 8 or 9, I mean, I could easily see them being like 6-2 going to their
bye week. Maybe even the Raiders make that last spot.
No, the Raiders aren't doing it. You're not getting, because then, they're going to jump. I mean, again, like you said, injuries affect everybody. Everybody's one injury away from doing it. I have questions about the Baltimore.
I want to put my money down and say the Titans, but I just can't.
You can't. All right. So we're close on that.
I'm going to feel bad when I look back. It's week 12 and the Titans are.
Do you want to give your AFC Championship game?
Yeah.
Go ahead. Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs Bengals.
AFC, you got Chiefs Bengals.
I do.
I got Chiefs Ravens. I don't think the Bengals make it that far with that defense, as I spoke on. I think if they make the playoffs, they get handled in the first round. As much as I don't want that to happen, I think the Ravens are the most complete team in football, best roster, and I got them in the AFC Championship against the Chiefs.
I like it. All right.
Did you say who won that game already, or are you waiting for a Super Bowl?
I mean, do you think you really need a surprise? You want to surprise by that?
You got the Chiefs winning that game, making it to the Super Bowl. I also got the Chiefs winning that game, making it to the Super Bowl. So that is the AFC side of things. Me and Fred both have the Chiefs moving through. I've got the Ravens in the championship game. Fred's got the Bengals in the championship game. And even if you just missed it, he said the Ravens maybe don't make the playoffs.
I mean, I've got them making the playoffs. You got them in. I got that. But if you told me that they didn't, I wouldn't think that was all that far-fetched. All right, NFC. Seattle, Philly, Green Bay, Tampa. Those are my four predictions as far as division. Then on the
Wait, say it slower. I'm sorry. I was reading a Tim Collins email.
Oh, Tim's emailing us?
Yeah, he emailed us.
Oh, good or bad?
I skimmed it. He just said thank you to Dylan.
Okay, great. All right, good stuff.
Okay,
NFC. Seattle, Philly, Green Bay, Tampa are my division winners in the NFC.
Best record in the NFC is?
Mm, 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 mm. I mean, I kind of want to lean and say Tampa Bay.
Don't steal my pick.
No, I kind of want to say Tampa Bay because here's the thing.
Don't steal my pick.
No, I'm going to say Tampa Bay. I'm going to say I could see Tampa Bay being like 12-5.
Dang it, man. This guy stole my pick.
I could see Tampa Bay being 12-5 because I could see Green Bay being 11-6 because, like I said, NFC North. I mean, we've already said this. You've got the East, the West, and the North are going to be top to bottom. I mean, even the Giants are not going to be an easy out this year, right? Like, I don't see a world where you're going to have a 15-2 team this year.
No.
I really don't. No. I think you're going to have a lot of parity in this year's NFL. I think the NFL is going to – all you're going to hear about from our boy Roger Goodell is how balanced – outside – I mean, look, the Saints are terrible, mm-hmm. all right? Like that, and I'm going to need to dump Olave. But NFC West, if you told me Arizona – somehow shocked the world and won the NFC West. Would we really be that surprised? No. If Kyler Murray finally broke through, shout out to Louisville. Of course not. So anyway, Seattle, Philly, Green Bay, Tampa Bay. And for the sake of this conversation, I'll go ahead and say Tampa Bay's number one. That being said, my three playoff teams, wild card spots are Dallas, the Rams, and Chicago. Mm. All right. Yeah, that's right. I got Detroit not making the playoffs.
Wow. Guy said Cowboys better record than the Detroit Lions this season.
That's exactly right. You heard me. You know what? One team has shoddy, one team doesn't. And then my NFC Championship, Green Bay and the Rams.
Okay. And who wins that game?
Green Bay.
Green Bay to the Super Bowl. First year of Michael Parsons.
Green Bay going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so now here's the one you actually want to listen up to because this is what's actually going to happen. Tampa Bay will have the best record in the NFC. Been saying this. Baker Mayfield, Antoine Winfield. Yeah. They're nasty over there.
Vita
Vea is still over there. And then the offense. If you said build me a perfect balanced offense, the Tampa Bay offense would come out. Irving, top eight in rushing and pass catching grade. Baker Mayfield.
Who's their tight end, though?
Kate Otten.
Okay.
We like Kate.
Good, not great. What you need for that offense? Absolutely.
Wide receiver room. Okay. I want a Baker Mayfield.
Chris Godwin will be hurt by week six.
Baker Mayfield in passes under 10 yards. Second most accurate quarterback, only behind Joe Burrow. Yeah. Also threw 20 touchdowns under 10 yards.
Baker Mayfield's been tell me. I'm a Baker guy.
Selling to all the haters out there that are listening. Yeah. Baker Mayfield is going to kill it this year. So you got Mike Evans with a deep threat. Boom.
Last 2 years.
So. Boom. Stretch it down the field. Yeah. So now we're scooting back. All the stuff underneath is open.
Yeah.
Abuka, Godwin, McMillan, Finn 2E. And don't forget about our boy Bucky in the passing game either.
Our boy Mike Evans.
Mike Evans. Come on. So I got them best record in there.
Yeah.
At the two spot, I got the Eagles. In the three spot, I got the Lions. In the four spot, I got the Rams. The other three teams to make the playoffs, I believe, will be the Packers in a wild card. I believe the Commanders. I talked about how high-pitted defense can be a lot better than people expect, and I do not think Jaden Daniels will have a sophomore slump. And then my final team getting in the playoffs in the NFC, it was between the Falcons, the 49ers, but I couldn't pick those two teams. I had to go out. Shout out to my boy Bob. He told me to make this pick. Ben Johnson, the Chicago Bears make the playoffs, and Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams make themselves a little bit of a run. NFC Championship game, I have the Eagles.
Yeah.
Who are they playing, Fred? The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning, going to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
Tampa versus the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. Baker Mayfield. Stud all year long. I don't think we have time for the awards.
We'll get to it. All right, coming up next, we got to do predictions still, too. We got to do our predictions next. So, week one predictions. We'll give you awards. How worst comes to worst, we give our awards on Saturday if worst comes to worst. I mean, it's not like tomorrow and Friday's game are going to totally change our, oh my God, did you see what? No. All right, coming up next, third hour of the program, we got to get to week one predictions, fair or foul, and haikus. Don't go anywhere.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.